Bear Podcast 316. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Camparay.
That's right, you went camping.
Camping.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll get to it in a minute, but welcome.
And we're not talking about like drag camp either. We're talking about like.
Yeah. Yeah, this is episode 316. And for the past few episodes, we've been doing some interviews, and we're going to take a break a little. But last episode was with Mark Spencer. I hope you guys listened to it. He looks like Buck Ramsey. And I got feedbacks about that. People were looking for Buck Ramsey. And. I just Twittered it. I said the guy from episode 315 was kind of looked like, he's a kind of a redhead guy and looks like Buck Ramsey, and then people started tweeting on me saying, "Oh, where is he?" So yeah, he's okay. But follow me on Twitter at Nard, and you'll see what I said about Buck Ramsey. Anyway, let's do some weekend updates. So Ray, you've been busy.
Yep, went camping this weekend. Mm-hmm. Went to one of the nicest state parks I've ever been to, Stephen F. Austin State Park, which is about an hour outside of Houston, near Sealy. It's in actually San Felipe, Texas.
San Felipe, okay.
So a San Filipper, whatever you want to call it.
Filipper, San Filipper. Okay.
So, but actually, it's a very beautiful campground. Some of the nicest amenities I've ever seen. Great nature trails. I wore Buddy out. Buddy is exhausted.
Buddy got to go out.
Buddy went with us, and we walked him all over those nature trails. And he's kind of limping today, so I don't know if he's gotten hurt. And I can't tell. He's not whining if I touch him or anything. But, well, excuse me.
Sexy. That's so sexy.
Well, yeah, okay. That's sexy, like burping, hiccuping in somebody's ear. Uh-huh. Or if it's just arthritis kicking in. So, but we had a good time. Had some Robert Lloyd come out there. And then my friend John and one of his fuck buddies came out there and hung out and spent Saturday night. They put up their tent, spent Saturday night.
Wait a second. One of his fuck buddies came? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're all one of his fuck buddies with him, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice to know. Okay, you went camping with that fuck buddies.
But me and Ratchet had a good time. Friday night was a little rough because Friday night was warm. And, you know, I got my budget Barbie camper and got the AC on. And then Saturday morning about 4 a.m. that cold front moved through and a storm came through, and the tent was, I mean, the camper was shaking and everything, and Buddy got up and had to go outside, so I got him up, got wet, got back in the camp, and just could not sleep the rest of the night. So I mean, from 4 a.m. up Saturday morning, I was up. So we stayed up till after 12 Saturday night playing Phase 10. It's a card game. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And then I was like, I gotta go to bed. I'm just tired. So I crawled in that camper bed, and I laid my head down, and that's all I remember until the next morning. So, mm-hmm. And the only thing that woke me up then was some damn Girl Scouts that were camping across the street from us.
Wow.
Friday night, I wanted to go there and bitch slap one of them because she was so loud and so obnoxious.
Did it bring you cookies? No cookies?
Well, no, they didn't bring me any cookies.
No.
But this one chick, she's a bossy and loud, and she's like, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that and you need to sit down, and it's just like, oh my god, the rest of y'all bitches need to jump her and beat her down now.
Leave her there. Leave her there,
and everybody goes, she's gonna grow up and be that way as an adult. Mm-hmm. And you have to deal with her in an office setting.
But then
just ain't right.
But then she'll just come to you guys and bitch at you guys. Can you guys help me? Yeah.
So But anyway, that's the only thing. So but it was a good time. We all had a good time. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed going hiking the nature trails and being out in the woods.
Did you frolic or anything?
I don't know about frolicking, but we went hiking stuff.
I can't imagine you frolicking.
It's a very family park. I mean, there's a lot of Cub Scouts there camping out. There's a whole group from San Antonio there that was camping out. And they were going to NASA Saturday. So, but it's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty good place.
They're going to NASA, so they had a stopover.
They camped out there and then went to NASA for the day, so they got their worked on their camping badges and their space badge, I guess. So.
That's pretty far.
You know, it's all about the badges.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys went there, and how about food arrangements? It all canned goods. What you got? Sandwiches or said? Or did you have steak? What did you guys do?
No, Nurse Ratched does not eat steak. So we had Friday night. We had sausages. We had Chapel Hill, and then we had some Andelli's chicken apple sausage. And Nurse Ratched has a very particular palate about what she likes to eat.
She was
kind of okay with the Chapel Hill smoked sausage, mm-hmm. but the chicken apple sausage she just wasn't too into.
Okay, so it's not like.
If you don't live with me and hang and run with me, you better learn to eat some stuff because you're just going to go hungry.
So it's not like...
I'm cooking it. It's on the table. If you don't eat it, it's your problem.
But you know how we do it with the when we go to Rainbow Ranch, right? Everything's
I did all the cooking all weekend because Nurse Ratched can't cook. So anyway, we had sausages Friday night, and then Saturday night we grilled chicken and had baked potatoes and grilled chicken and peas, and then we tried to make s'mores, but it just didn't work out, so we just ate the graham crackers and the chocolate.
How can you fail making s'mores?
We got in there eating, and the coals then got kind of cold, and it wouldn't really melt the marshmallow, so.
You had a big bonfire you made? No?
No, we just had the grill. So
you were doing s'mores.
I just like paying $5 for a bundle of lumber just to do some s'mores. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you have a big group to do it. That's why we like doing it in the Rainbow Ranch. Anyway, so what's your card game again? What kind of game did you guys play?
Oh, Phase 10. A lot of people, I thought we talked about Phase 10 before, but I love playing Phase 10. It's a card game that you go through, and you have 10 phases that you go through, or basically it's 10 levels. You have to complete one level, which is like a set of four cards or a run of four cards, and lay them down, and then get them all down to move up to the next level. So you could during a game, you could have one person that's stuck on phase one, somebody on phase six, somebody on phase three, all trying to do different things and move up to the next phase before one person goes out. So, and I had like two hands where once they dealt it, I got it out. And I drew my card, I set it down, and I laid down and discarded and was over with, mm-hmm. like that. I just the way the cards got shuffled, I guess, but it was kind of cool, so.
I've never played it before.
So, we'll have to come and play it sometime. If you like playing, you have to think about it, and you have to kind of watch what everybody's doing, too. And
so, it's easy to learn, huh?
Okay. It's kind of like, what's the card? Is Canasta? No, Canasta's not a card game, is it?
Is it like Yahtzee? No, it's not a card game.
I'm trying to remember what we played at Julio's that night.
Uno, not Uno, no.
No, we had Uno, and we played that Friday night.
Okay.
I like
Uno. It's just too time-consuming.
Phase 10 is very time-consuming. Phase 10 can take hours to play.
Oh, really? No.
We started to play the Game of Life. But I never played it, so when we opened the box, we had to put the game board together. And by the time we got to that and started reading the directions and stuff like that, I was like, oh my God, this is too much work. Mm-hmm. So we put it all back in the box and put it back in the bag and just pulled out the Uno cards mm-hmm. and played like two hands Uno and then like, let's just go to bed.
So you guys were there Friday night until Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, yeah. We got up and headed back after about, I think it's like 1 o'clock, we headed back Sunday afternoon. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you missed I wish you were there also. Well, I know you were busy, but I wish you were there with me at the radio station Saturday night. Yeah, it'd been fun.
Mr. Public Announcer.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. How did you enjoy being on a real radio station?
Oh, well, let me see. Well, we'll get to that in a second. First, Saturday night, I got to watch Jay Mohr. Have you seen him on Comedy Central, or have you seen him on... he's the guy, he's the sleazy manager in Jerry Maguire.
No.
You've never seen Jerry Maguire. Anyway, so yeah, we watched him, his comedy and everything, and he was really... his opening act was Tom Segura, forgot the name, but I think it's Tom Segura. But he was a kind of a cubbish guy, and his comedy was pretty good. He was funny. But then when it came to John Jay Moore, it wasn't too funny. It wasn't. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed. For one thing, a heckler came in also. Well, she was talking about... Jay Moore is actually a sports announcer, or he had a show somewhere, and he likes sports a lot. And somebody, two people heckled him about him. And from that time on, it was really just downhill. So it wasn't too enjoyable. So anyway, it's actually, we're there at the comedy club at the Improv Comedy Club there at the Marquee. And yeah, it's actually a birthday celebration for us with Jerry and Carlos. So yeah, I'm gonna do shout out Jerry and Carlos, happy birthday! And so that's why we went out. Okay, so after that, I killed some time because it was too early. I needed to be there at midnight at KPFT FM. So I met up with Tony. You got arranged it with Tony. Tony's a former Triad member of Houston Air Bears, and he helped out. And yeah, we were there to promote Bear Watch, so we got in. Okay, now you're asking how it feels to be in a radio station. It's kind of it's like an office, and there's so much paper around, so much post-its and everything, so many flyers, schedules and everything. So it's really it looks really busy. Radio station. And when we got in, it's what's his name, Wes and Chris Arison was there. He was our host. Yeah. And it's very nice of him. And first, when we arrived there around 12:30, they did some prepping, asked us a little bit of some questions and stuff, but things that we already have a list for already. So he did some PSAs, lots of PSAs. Actually took about 15 minutes, I think, talking about anything Houston, anything in the GLBT news in Houston. And they were chatting, and that was fun to listen and watch them. I have some pictures that I posted on the Facebook, so probably we'll use some of those for the album art for this episode. Anyway,
was Jimmy there this weekend?
Jimmy, no. We had there Wes as the producer, and Chris was the one who hosted us.
Well, Jimmy's been a figure on the radio here in Houston for years, and his partner passed away this weekend. So,
oh,
and I'm sure he went to Seattle to deal with that. So,
I see. Oh, that is sad.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so it came to a point that you know, they played some music. Okay, so Chris was asking us, okay, you guys ready? Okay, when we go into the studio, there are about four microphones there, and we all have headsets, and there were these big arms for the microphone and everything. And we got to sit down and chat a little bit, and then we were cued in by Chris that we were on the air. And I started with, you know, a little bit of history of Bear Watch and the dates and everything. The real meat was with Tony when he talked about more in Bear Watch. So about the activities, about the contest, about the what we're gonna wear, who we're gonna be. I said I'm gonna be Kato, and he's gonna be Eclipse, because his ass is gonna be, he's gonna make his big, make his ass really big. It would eclipse the sun. So that's his character. That's what Tony said.
Yes.
Yeah. So as for me, I'm just gonna be Kato. But just the mask part. I could be nude in the bottom, but you know, yeah. So we talked about that. It was fun. It was fun. It was an interesting experience. However, I was kind of watching what I'm gonna say, because it is public radio, and
you can't say, you know, like shit, fuck, piss, you know, stuff like that,
asshole, stuff like that. Yeah, but they were saying, when we were talking, they did say that we can pretty much say everything, because it is late night, it's after hours, but we cannot say the word fuck.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah, so I kind of asked, okay, so if I can't say fuck, can I say the Battlestar Galactica way of saying it, saying frack? So yeah, you can say that. You can say frack if you need to. Okay, so, oh good. So, but I didn't get the chance to say anything. I didn't have to swear or anything, so that's okay. But we had fun. It was fun. We took about a half hour, I think. We were on the air. We're talking about the posters, the pictures, and the location at the inn at the water park. Yeah, so
yeah.
So you guys listening, May 21st to 23rd, that's when Bearwatch is. Go to bearwatch.net. So don't forget to register. Please come to Galveston. It would be great.
That's right. Register. So, oh, wait, we're doing a holding it at $95 for you guys.
Yeah, we're holding it. Yeah, we announced that it's $95. And it's for charity. So come on over. It's for charity. We are, our beneficiary is Hatch. It's for the... Okay.
Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals.
You know what's funny? I went to the website of Montrose Counseling Center, and they don't have a definition for Hatch. They just say Hatch.
But if you click on it and go to the Hatch site, it breaks it down, what Hatch stands for.
I couldn't even find it there. Yeah.
If you type in Hatch Houston, it pulls up their Hatch site.
Yeah.
I think it's hatch.org or something like that.
Okay. So that's Houston... Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals. So that's what the Montrose Counseling Center, that's their project, that's their program for teens who may have been kicked out because, you know, they came out to their parents and
they didn't want that. I mean,
that's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of stuff like gay and lesbian alliances in the schools. They have one in Katy and a couple other area schools. Mm-hmm. They sit there and fill questions from families, trying to figure out what to do, answering kids' questions. You know, making sure everybody's safe. It gives the kids a place to go and be safe and be themselves and talk to anybody about anything they want to and stuff. So it's a pretty good program.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And actually, our fundraising efforts there for Bear Watch, I've seen some of them. I've seen the effects they have. They were able to buy stuff that that are needed, like
Have a hatch room.
There's a hatch room. I've been.
And when
the
they got
room.
The building, the hatch room had nothing in it.
Yeah.
So for the last couple of years, the money we've given has gone to them to buy furniture and TVs and whatever they need for the kids to go there and hang out and do stuff they want to and stuff. So.
Books and some computers, I think, even that they could use there at the hatch room. So, yeah, so it's a fundraiser. So if you come to Bear Watch, you can save some children. Well, you can think of the children.
Save the youths of America.
The youths. Yeah, so yeah, bearwatch.net. Come to Galveston. Very nice to have you guys. It's on March 21st to 23rd. All right, let's move along. After that... at the radio thing at like I said, it's my first time. I've never been on the air that way before, and hopefully next time we'll be on. I think Chris Arison told me that he's inviting the Asians and Friends group, which I am also a member of, and also to have you and I, Ray, on FM, so we could be promoting Bear Podcast on KPFT. So we'll see. Yeah, so like I said, we gotta watch what we're saying. We can't say
frack.
We can say frack this. Yeah, so we can do that. Anyway, okay, so that was Saturday night, and then I was just—it was too late, around 2 o'clock. I got home, I was too tired, and we had softball early in the morning, and that kind of—I was really out of it because I really lack sleep. But we won 2 games, which is good, and then we lost.
So wait a minute, okay. You weren't there at the Ripcord to meet Bruce Valanche?
No, I heard about. Was he the guy who was who signed the poster for?
Yes.
For
you don't know who that is?
I didn't know at that point. I was too young, I guess.
Too young. He's still around.
Oh, he's still around. I have no idea. I don't watch that game show. No,
he's not. I mean, he was on Hollywood Squares, but he's one of the biggest comedy show writers out there. Mm-hmm. He's worked on pretty much every show there's been, any comedy show there's been.
And he was there at the Ripcord.
And he was there at the Ripcord.
Yep.
You need to go Google him. I mean, that's what everybody knows him for, is from his Hollywood Squares days. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I might recognize him by face. I mean, I may have seen him a lot, so.
He played Edna Turnbaum on the Broadway version of Hairspray.
Oh, Edna Turnblad, you mean?
Turnblad,
okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
And he just went and had a while back gastric bypass surgery, so. Because he was a big guy.
Wait a second. I think I do. Maybe I'll recognize him by face. Yeah, I'll probably.
He's always got the big blonde mop head and the beard, full beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, but, probably I'll recognize him. Yeah, so he was there, and he was, well, but what's his name? Oh, Tony. forgetting. Tony was even showing the poster, but of course it's radio, so you can't see it. We were just talking about it, but yeah, he got to meet him. He got to meet. I wish he had a picture with him.
So were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, see, that'd have been the interview for you to snag.
I know.
If, he was on. Was it Frank DeCaro's show or was it the Morning Butt Jolt? He was on one of them last week because he was in New York.
Oh, okay. He was on with Larry Flick or what?
Larry Flick or I can't figure Larry Flick or the other one, the one after Larry, with Doria Biddle. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, he was on one of them. And,
okay,
quite an entertaining person.
Okay, I remember him now. I can't remember the name, but I could really tell the face. Yeah, I know him by face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen him before. Yeah, he's pretty funny. Anyway, okay, let's go on with some of the topics that we have. What do you have there?
Guess who comes out of the closet finally? Oh, speaking of coming out of the closet.
Wait.
Before we get into this thing about...
Ricky Martin. No, that's an old one.
But on May 5th, People Magazine is supposed to be doing a spread on an artist that's coming out of the closet.
About to come out of the closet?
About to come out of the closet.
He's not
and
yet.
At first, everybody thought they thought it was Zachary Quinto.
Really?
Tyler.
Okay.
And then they've let some stuff leak that it might be a female musician. So, but it's all something about May 5th. Has got something to do with it. So I've been trying to figure out what May 5th has to do with it, except that it's a Wednesday. And Cinco de Mayo.
May 5th, isn't that the... Oh, that's November. November 5th. The 5th of November, blah, blah, blah. With the V for Vendetta. But that was Natalie Portman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so... Natalie Portman is gay? No, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
So anyway, it's supposed to be a big thing in People that when he comes out on the 5th, so...
Well, we know...
So...
But, Anna Paquin is, but...
Well, no, yeah, but there was a speculation that it was Quinto, and I was like...
Zachary Quinto? You mean... Siler?
Siler. From Heroes. Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock?
The new Spock. Spock's gay, and he likes it. Yes.
I'm following him. I'm following him on Twitter, so maybe he'll come out there via Twitter.
Yeah, so.
We'll see. But anyway, speaking of gay,
you've heard of Archie Comics, right? Comics was like one
of
the original you know, daily comic books.
Yeah, I used to read them.
Archie Comics, you know.
Archie, Jughead.
Riverdale High School.
Yep.
With Archie Andrews, Jughead, Veronica, Betty, and Reggie. Mm-hmm. Well, now we have the gay character, Kevin.
Kevin Keller, yes.
Kevin Keller.
Mm-hmm. Openly gay student, yeah.
The introduction of Kevin is just about keeping the world of Archie comics current and inclusive. Archie's hometown of Riverdale has always been a safe world for everyone. It just makes sense to have an openly gay character in Archie comic books, said John Goldwater, Archie Comics Company CEO. Mm-hmm. Kevin will make his entrance in the comic book in September. Archie Bros. Provided a sneak peek of the plot and page of the book on its website. The story begins when Kevin comes to Riverdale and promptly beats Jughead in a burger eating contest. This gets the attention of Veronica, who realizes she's falling for Kevin.
Oh no.
Mayhem and hilarity ensue as Kevin desperately attempts to let Veronica down easily, and the flirtations only become increasingly persistent, Archie Comics said. On his website, finally Kevin confides in Jughead. It's nothing against her, I'm gay, the new character says.
Nice. Maybe he likes Jughead.
So I don't know. So, but you know, Archie was always the cute little redheaded boy, and Jughead already had that funky head on it, was always eating something.
Mm-hmm. So
and
if it's going to be...
Veronica was always the vixen, so...
So Kevin, I guess it's going to be fabulous.
I guess it's... Well, Kevin, I guess it's better than Steve or Chad.
Yeah. What is it? What are the gay names again? Steve... Steve, I forgot the three. Mark, Steve, and there's another one. There are three common gay names. So, anyway, I forgot the other one. So Mark, Steve, and anyway. So no, well, there's none of.
Oh, here
is Kevin. What? What do you have? Common gay names.
Elliot, Mark. Let's see. These are all names.
Mark, Steve, and there's another one.
Adrian, Drew, Ricky.
Rick. That's it, Rick. Mark, Steve, and Rick. Those are the all games are named Mark, Rick, or Steve. Okay, that's right.
See, if your baby's gay, you name them Andre. If he's gay, you name them Andre. Andrea. If he's straight, you name him Seth. You spell it Seth with an E for the gay way their style of spelling Seth.
S-E-T-H-E?
Yeah. If you name them Nick, gay. The straight name, the gay name is Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
If they name him Mark, which is semi-gay with a C, very gay is Marco.
Okay.
It's best to have a... Well, I'm just reading this stuff all something about gay baby names. I thought it was funny. So.
Gay baby names. But anyway, okay. So yeah, Archie Comics is going to come in September. So watch out for it. Okay. Oh, then I'll get to read. Oh, so it's going to be in the newspaper, in the Archie Comics. Yeah. I guess that's a good reason to either get a newspaper or watch it online.
I'm sure the Southern Baptist Convention will be boycotting them shortly.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk about a little bit of tech. Okay. Yesterday, while I got me coming home from the softball games, I decided to go to Best Buy. And I actually got a hold of an iPad. I got to try an iPad, and
which lesbian were you with?
No, I don't think lesbians go for iPads from Best Buy. Yeah.
Oh, iPad. Mm-hmm. iPad. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about the pad.
No, not that kind of pad. So iPad, I got to touch it. Of course, everybody in the world would say it's a big iPhone. It's a big iPhone. I keep hearing about that. And when I touched it and I played around with it, yes, it is like a big iPhone, but everything there, I can do with my iPhone. So I don't see any reason why I want something big like this. So,
well, I think the common thing for the iPad is for blind people like me that need something bigger, that are fat fingered and can't, you know, press something on the iPhone without pressing two things. So I think that's what it was created for.
Yeah. Oh, it's mainly also for a reader and, you know, like a e-reader. But it's good for that, fine. But still, to me, if I'm going to use, if I'm going to read Amazon Kindle apps, I have a Kindle app anyway. I can read there. Yeah. I want to read. So, everything I can do there. And then Josh from Austin told me, I asked a public question.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, Josh. I asked, what are we going to do? I mean, what can I do in the iPad that I cannot do with an iPhone? And then he said that, oh, you can do
portable
iWorks.
Podcasting.
No, I'm sure that's going to come. I hope so. But he said you can do the iWorks, you can write documents, you can write Excel sheets, you can do presentations and everything. And then I said, those are the very things I do not do. I don't do those things and at all, even with a regular PC. So it's very rare that I do, and I would rather do it in a real computer if I'm going to do any kind of a presentation like that, but not on an iPad. But yeah, so I don't see any reason why I need one. And if it drops the price, maybe next year, fine. I would consider it.
Well, you know, they got the new model coming out here in a couple months and just a little bit, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for the iPhone, so. For the new iPhone, is coming June. Okay, so, yeah. What do you guys think of the iPad? This has been a question that's been blogged before, and we've talked about it with Shannon before. But I don't know if any of you guys are interested. Any of you guys are... have any feedback on it, just email us show@bearpodcast.com. Okay, so
are you gonna, if you have your iPad and you don't like it and you want to donate it to a show for a good cause, let me know. I'll pay for the shipping and handling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you don't want it, yeah, send it to Ray. Oh, since we're talking about pads, what did the two tampons say to each other? Ray.
the two tampons say to each other? I don't know. I've never talked to tampons. So I don't know.
Okay. Actually, nothing, because they're both stuck-up cunts.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a bad joke.
No, sorry.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Thank you. Should I edit that out? I'm gonna edit. No, I'm kidding. Everything goes.
That's actually kind of funny.
Everything goes in. Okay, so speaking of iPhones. Okay, you guys have seen online the leaked iPhone stuff, because Ray and I are both iPhone users.
Yes.
And
Ray wishes he had a new iPhone to use, but you know, mm-hmm. If you have a new iPhone that you don't like and you want to donate to a good cause, contact me and I'll pay the shipping and handling.
Okay, free shipping and handling, we'll pay you it. Okay, so this week, last week you guys heard about the leaked iPhone 4th generation, and it's all over the news, and Gizmodo had that dissected, and pictures were all over the internet, and they got it. And rumor says, or somebody said that it is believed that they paid $5,000 to get this, to obtain the iPhone from the person who picked it up, and it turns out it might be stolen and stuff like that. So there was it's a news article here saying cops raid Gizmodo editor's home over lost iPhone, raised questions of legal search upon journalists. So police raided the home of Gizmodo editor Jason Chen late Friday, busting down the door to serve a search warrant that suggests that the site's role in obtaining an iPhone prototype is being investigated as a felony, according to a post and documents published on the Gizmodo website. So yeah, they're in trouble. It looks like they're in trouble, but I don't know. Can you divulge your sources if you're a journalist?
You're protected, right? That's been I don't know. Where are they? Are they in the U.S.?
Yes,
mm-hmm. It is in the U.S. It all depends. If the phone is proven stolen, I would say that they are in possession of stolen property.
Yeah,
and bought it knowing that it was hot goods. So yes, they can get in trouble regardless of what they did. So
yeah. So I think I personally think that they have crossed the line somewhere there, you know, obtaining a phone that's not theirs, and they may have paid that $5,000 just to get to obtain the phone, but whoever got it, it's allegedly it was stolen or something, but stolen from is it Gary Brown? I forgot the name. The one who lost it, the engineer who lost it. But I know, I feel so sorry for Gizmodo right now, because they may have a lot of hits right now on their website. Maybe they'll be earning about $200,000 because of clicks and hits over their advertising. But still, it's kind of bad taste in the mouth, because what happened, you know, the phone was, I don't know, it may really have been stolen. So I don't know. And they may have crossed the line somewhere there. So what do you guys think, listeners? Does this mean you're not going to get an iPhone, the new iPhone? I will still get the iPhone if I have the money. If you have the money, would you get the new iPhone, Ray?
Yes.
Yes,
but
you would.
The whole thing is having the money to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If we can, donations. We can get donations from our listeners. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. So that's pretty much... the tech news I got, because it just was posted today, so April 26th. Maybe I'll put the links on the website so you guys can check it out. Okay, time for some sex. Okay,
sex? What?
Sex. How about a sex site? That's about a sex site. Okay, Ray. I know. Okay, but first, before we go to the sex site I'm going to talk about, of course, we need to promote Ray's project.
HotEthicMen.com.
HotEthicMen.com. Yes, it's a
yes. Go see HotEthicMen.com. Got a new model up there. We'll have a couple coming on this week.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yes. So it is a good two kind of little cubbish guys kind of doing each other. So
really, they're doing it. They're getting, you know, doing it.
They're getting it on.
Getting it on. Okay.
The two fire the my two favorite quotes from the video, and I don't even know if I got them on the video, but when we were filming them, was, "Oh my God, his ass tastes like strawberries."
Oh,
and then
no.
The next one was,
"That's nasty."
He was kind of wincing, and the guy was like, "Are you all right?" He said, "Yeah, it just hadn't been that deep in a long time."
Oh,
so hopefully I got all that on videotape. I had to go back and start looking.
Oh my God.
Edited, but those are my two favorite quotes that stick out. I mean, this is over a year ago now when I filmed them too, and getting them out.
You can give me the audio. We can play it. The audio is fine. Audio is okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, give me the audio next time we can play it in the show. It would be funny.
So.
Anyway, okay. So what do we have here? Actually, it's a website that actually I got from one of my favorite podcasts called Distorted View.
And what's the website's name?
They're talking about this new website. It's called Baitworld. Baitworld.com. But before we go on with the website, have you heard of the term gooning, Ray?
Is that something that people that watch Goonies do?
No. Gooning, no. It's when, how do you say this? It's when a person, when jacking off, you are actually in the zone. You're concentrating. You're like psyching yourself out. This is different from edging. Edging is, you know, when you're about to come, you stop it. You stop. You keep edging. But this is gooning. Like, you're in the process of getting there, and you're actually being verbal and say, "Yeah, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna put this in your ass. I'm gonna fuck you so bad." And then you do that for probably an hour. Gooning. You're actually, you know, getting into the zone. You're in that state of mind. And apparently Baitworld has a lot of people who are gooning. And actually, I'm sure you can see a lot of that in XTube. But I think, according to Distorted View, he's been finding a lot of people who are gooning there at Baitworld. So here is, I don't know if you can hear this, is a sample of, can you hear it?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Oh, God, take it. Take it, daddy. You know you want it. You know you. Take it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Oh.
Wait. He's listening.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, this is the guy. Oh, yeah. He came already. Okay. So that's actually from Baitworld. That's just one of the videos, I guess. And he's, like I said, people are gooning. And
what's the website? Because I typed in Baitworld and fishing come up.
Oh, no. It's B-A-T-E, world. It's masturbate. And then you put the world, Baitworld. Baitworld instead of, not B-A-I-T, not baits and fishing. It's B-A-T-E world.com, yeah. So you have to sign up though, so you can see. It's really like ChubSpot, or it's like
it's a worldwide jack-off community for men.
Yep. Yeah, Ray, you might find some nice chasers there too. What's hot on Bear World? There's a lot of bears there too. Okay, so yeah, you can check it out. Check it out. There's a lot of bears who are also baiting themselves at Bait World, and they're gooning and everything. So I'd like to thank Tim Henson from the Distorted View for introducing me. I've been meaning to talk about this for a long time, but we got too busy with so many interviews and activities and travel.
Well, I guarantee you, Maynard's been looking at every video doing research.
Yep, uh-huh. I'm at it. Bait World. You know what? I would be surprised if they have a mobile version for this. It would be nice if they have a mobile version for this.
And maybe you should write the application for them.
Yep. Maybe I can do that. All right. So how about some comments, Ray? Comments. We have one, actually.
Well, you know, Mr. Gary, I just want to say, our buddy Gary, I am not in deep trouble because I didn't realize some Carole King song, because I am not a musical person at all. I mean, if it's not like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
Oh, my
time,
God.
Or some lame-ass song like that that I have no record. I normally don't know the words or anything to it. It doesn't ring anything to me, so.
Okay, let's talk about that. It's a comment from Gary for episode 312, Earthquakes and iPads. We've been talking about iPads now. It's actually a continuation of that of the comments that he made. So he says, Ray, I am sad to listen and learn that you did not recognize those song lyrics. I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King. Yeah, that's right. You should have Googled it at least, Ray. So, Daddy Ray has a punishment coming. So,
all I got to say, bring it on, bitch. Bring it on.
Okay, Gary. You heard it from Ray. But you know, Gary is actually the head honcho. He's he organizes DrenchedFur.com. DrenchedFur, it comes in March all the time. And you know what? Next year, I think I'm going. I want to go and visit, somewhere different, really. I don't know about TBRU next year, but probably I'm thinking of going to DrenchedFur next year. And it's going to be there in Erie, Pennsylvania, and hopefully our chaser, Mr. Panda Bear, Jeff, can probably join
Jeffrey.
Us.
Jeffrey!
That'd be nice. So we shall see if we can do that, okay? So, anything else? We don't have any comments. That's pretty much it. What's for dinner today, Ray?
Oh, I had a chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
Some of the grilled chicken we need Saturday. Keep it cool and barbecue.
Oh, really? Leftovers from last Saturday?
From this Saturday?
From last Saturday. It's
Monday. We cooked it Saturday night. Yesterday it was kept in the cooler and then in the fridge until this afternoon. I got it out and cut it up in little bitty pieces and threw some mayo in there and some relish, some eggs, some pecans, and had chicken salad.
How do you say pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Don't they say pecan?
Pecan, yeah. I'm trying to change that because I'm bad about saying pecan.
You used to say pecan pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody's like, here's your pecan if you want to go pee in it.
Oh, I remember Ed. Remember Ed before when we were talking about it? And there was somebody served, the grandmother of Suki served the pecan pie. And is that what it is? And then Ed said, that is not a pecan pie. That must have been some kind of other pie. With it was funny, what Ed said. But I guess True Blood is not really true when it comes to Southern food, especially.
There's all kind of variations of pecan pies and stuff. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me, I'll just have some soup that I made from over the weekend. I did over the crock pot. I make chicken soup that way, so that's just for dinner. I'm trying to eat a lot of fruits lately, and
which ones?
Like Bips, mostly apples and oranges.
Nikki.
No. What? Nikki? Yeah, I don't know. I just need to. It's good for my body and everything, my stuff. I think I'm losing some weight too. So, yeah.
That's always good. I need to lose some weight.
Yeah. When would you be a fruitarian? Or,
oh, trust me, I deal with enough fruits daily.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's wrap this up. What do you say? So we're 44 minutes right now. So, thank you everyone for listening. It'd be nice to get some feedbacks from you. So email us at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call me, or you can email me at ray@bearpodcast.com, or give the show a call on the show line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yep. And subscribe by iTunes and listen up on directly on the website. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com, and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Fan us or like us on the Facebook. Yeah, so we have I think they changed it from being fans to liking a page, so yeah, so check it out. We'll put the links on the website. Well, the links have been on the website. Just go to bearpodcast.com. Go to the links on the left-hand side. Okay. And what else? Oh, the... don't forget, go to bearwatch.net. And what else? What else?
Go register for Bearwatch. Please go register for Bearwatch.
Yes, we need
to book your hotel rooms now before they sell out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
So you're not watching the final show of Drag Race tonight?
No. not. Are you watching it?
No.
No. You used to watch it. Last time, I remember a few months ago when I went to your place.
That was the first time I ever watched it. And it was because nothing else was on, and I just felt like sitting here being a vegetable.